the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, double feature here. First, the Coupon Kid, then the celebration of the five-year anniversary of the Great Shamokin Dunkin' Donuts news story from WNEP. Now, Joe, I don't know anything about this Coupon Kid other than what you've told me.
Yeah, I saw
take the wheel.
A couple of clips the other day, and I thought, wow, it would be such a bad time being this insufferable little kid's friend or parent or sibling. We have there were more clips, but we need just these two for you to get a good idea. And now he's one of those extreme couponers. In fact, this might be from Extreme Couponing. I don't know. It's a British narrator. The whole scene will be set by the narrator, but essentially you've probably seen clips similar to it where there are three people with three shopping carts filled to the brim, and the goal is to pay like no money,
yeah,
or get money back.
Talked about extreme couponers before, where
oh man, and this kid, boy, the drama,
the music,
the drama, with the possibility of having to pay more than he thinks he should.
Okay,
all right.
Your total is $183.72.
All right, let's bring that down a little.
Also, this kid is way too young to be into extreme couponing or couponing in any form.
I thought he was actually going to be a little younger, where you sort of just develop the interests of your parents, maybe.
Yeah.
Like 8 or 9.
Grandma,
exactly.
It would be
one thing. So he's in that window where I would have guessed, no way, he's not anywhere between 13 and 20.
It would be one thing, too, if he was like saving for a PS5. And he had a way to get it cheap or something. But he's like, he's super excited about Campbell's soup and toothpaste.
Like 30 packages of bologna.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, this is the kid level version of, you know, the same reason Warren Buffett says he likes to bet, because it's a game to him. He doesn't even care about the money, so to speak. Like this kid, I think it's like that statistical kind of weird brain where it's just like, He thrives and he gets an adrenaline rush from just succeeding at something.
That may be. It's unfortunate for him that being a billionaire and being, I guess, chock full of bologna packages are two very, very different things.
But maybe one day it'll transfer all the money he saved on bologna.
$2.03.
Pretty good,
sure,
right? Pretty good.
$2 from the...
Very satisfying.
From what?
Like $283?
Yeah, it was a lot.
No.
I'm not sure what happened. I was expecting to pay less than a dollar, and the total is just above $2.
Oh, no. I don't know what happened. What could have happened?
What's he going to do?
Must have missed one of those 50 centers.
Is he going to get out $2.03 and be satisfied with his amazing haul and leave and make everyone happy?
That's not how the show works.
No. Right, he must make everybody unhappy by going through everything.
Oh, no.
I am about to have a nervous breakdown. This is...
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Not good. All right. As crazy as this sounds, it really was like life and death. I knew what I needed to spend, and every extra dollar that I have to spend is one less dollar that I can use towards my family. I'm going to recount all the items and make sure that all my coupons are matching up properly.
Oh, yes, God.
I'm going through the bags, and I discovered that there was an extra soup in one of the bags. 20, 21, 22. There was one too many soups on the last transaction.
There we go. He figured it out. Yay.
Would you imagine having to sit there that?
No, if I worked there, I would just give him, here, I will pay for this for you, because I am marveling at your skill set for doing this. And I'm happy to have been a small part of this as long as you leave.
Yeah. But he would never let that happen. You can tell. Like, it's too important to him.
And
it's like winning the gold medal in boring.
There was a clip in one of the there was a scene in one of the other clips that I didn't pull or send in, where the two girls that are with him, I assume sisters or whatever, friends,
were trying, lovers,
they were trying to joke around a little bit.
And that's not a joking manner.
He pulled the soup out of their hands and said, this is no time to joke around.
If you can't take this serious, get the hell out of here.
It continues.
Yeah, there's a
okay.
A second part.
Okay. So he figured out the soup problem.
There was one too many soups on the last transaction. Is there anything we can do to fix that?
We can refund that for you.
That would be great.
Although the refund has put him back on track, Cole has lost confidence in his assistants and his nerves are in shreds.
Someone over again?
What? I think this is a second order.
It's they have three separate orders.
Oh. Okay, so he's got it all figured out. Probably he combines everything. Yeah, there's probably a coupon limit.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Oh my God. Someone catch me when I fall.
This order is more expensive, like $300.
Your last transaction is $343.61.
All right, are you ready for my coupons?
Ready for your coupons.
Okay. Get hot in here, just me.
All right. We actually owe you money.
Yes!
We owe you $6.17 today.
That laugh was perfect. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Good job.
That is fantastic.
He's dribbling out of his little flaccid thing.
It is impressive. But, yeah, I mean, if once you get a system, like some of these couponers, you get the system and you got it figured out. I mean, it really is like he's making money.
It is.
It's a job.
Except he just
bought $500 worth of groceries for nothing.
He got paid $6 to take home $500 worth of things.
He made money.
It is, but you have to alienate everyone around you.
Well, he would have found any way to alienate people. I mean, it's just clearly his nature.
Yeah,
so
that guy would have been annoying if he gave you $500 for those goods and services.
So at least he's bringing something to the family.
It's
true. Like, you know.
That probably took him like hours and hours and hours to prep for too.
Yes,
probably. So, yeah, I mean, going through every newspaper and whatever, but.
I love this callback. You see, Gavin, that's why we count the soups correctly.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's totally a Gavin.
It's totally, it 100% is.
Fact, that kid's name wasn't Gavin.
No, but
it might as well be.
Yeah, there's no other way to describe it.
Now that family has 18 sticks of deodorant, everything will be okay.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, you see them buying some of the, most garbage items where you're like, you're saving money, but you're poisoning your family.
Yeah.
Also, why is this little kid in charge of, I need to save every dollar for my family.
Find out everybody's dead, supporting all of his siblings.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's like the most wonderful giving kid ever.
He's
shaken
by
lapels until all the snot flies out.
Yeah, but he looks like his name would be Chauncey or something.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Did you see Chauncey? That's why we wear a helmet.
All right, part two of the double feature for this segment, the rare running ahead Free Beer and Hobbit show, which this will fix that, is 5 years ago was the anniversary of this news story airing and us getting a hold of it from WNEP in Northeast Pennsylvania, home of 97.9X.
It's terrible when a massive landmark, the one that represents your community, the place that is the axle and everything else, a spoke that points out from it.
Yeah, this is the hub.
And that's what happened in this Northeast Pennsylvania town.
What's it called? Shamokin.
There are listeners right now there may be featured in this news story. If so, Hot Wings apologizes.
I do.
A coffee shop in Shamokin is closed following an arson over the weekend. Police say a teenager is responsible for all that damage. News Watch 16's Nikki Cries joins us live from the Central Pennsylvania Newsroom with more tonight. Nikki?
Hey, Nikki.
Her name is Nikki Cries. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And boy, does she look like she just finished.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hot Wings is sorry.
Did she have a hyphenated last name of Alone? Or on weekends?
Yeah, she married Tim Eats Alone.
Yeah. The Cries Alone wedding.
See you soon.
Julie, a lot of people in Shamokin are upset that Dunkin' Donuts is closed because they didn't have anywhere else to go for coffee and donuts. What? Today we
They had a monopoly on coffee and donuts?
It's the only place to go in Shamokin.
Yeah, it's actually not true, as you'll hear later on.
Yeah, very insulting to the alternative.
But it's the best place to go.
And before the anchors threw it to her, they referred to it as a local coffee shop.
I know.
No.
It's not a local coffee shop.
Yeah. You're in Shamokin. Just say somebody burned down the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
No, we get no free rides.
The building's just Shamokin.
Also learned new information about the teenage girl police charged with setting the place on fire.
Girl!
Yellow tape surrounds the Dunkin' Donuts on West Sunbury Street in Shamokin. The popular donut shop is closed until further notice because of extensive fire damage.
There's a lot of people that's definitely going to miss it, no doubt about it.
A teenager is charged with starting a fire inside the restaurant on Saturday night. Shamokin police officer Ray Psycho says no one was hurt.
Ray Psycho?
What, does everybody in this town have just like a weird noun name or something?
It's called Shamokin. What do you think?
I'm Jennifer Sadness. That's John Psycho.
In a moment, we'll get a comment from someone we met out in front who was crying named Bob Fart.
Extensive damage. Psycho says the fire was started inside the women's bathroom.
That sounds like something a psycho would say.
Yeah, of course Psycho said that.
Justin, play the story.
Spencer was lit on fire, and within about a minute, the entire place was filled up with smoke.
The mother did explain that she's recently been put on new medication, but as far as for what reason, we're unsure right now.
The 13-year-old who admitted to setting the fire is currently at a juvenile detention center.
Thanks for showing me those two photos of blurs that might be a 13-year-old or a pinup model.
Mm-hmm. Upset that Dunkin' Donuts is closed.
Okay, listen to what
now
these dudes say.
Now I have to rely on myself to go to maybe a Turkey Hill or something where I don't like their donuts. I'd rather the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts.
I can't. I
donuts?
You can't just not have a donut?
Right?
I don't know. I don't know where else to get donuts.
A Turkey Hill is another gas station. Turkey it's not hill. Just a hill with turkeys where you find donuts growing on trees.
Oh my God, that might be the most Pennsylvania line I've ever heard.
We're all going to be late for our high school classes.
You back it up a little. I want to hear that lady again.
Yeah. Many people who live in Shamokin are upset that Dunkin' Donuts is closed.
Now I have to rely on myself to go to maybe a Turkey Hill or something where I don't like their donuts. I'd rather the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm kind of dealing with it, but I really miss Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, we all have our cross to bear.
Yeah, I mean, I know Turkey Hill. They have crap donuts.
This next guy is even more amazing.
This next guy is he's a local.
I'm going to tell you in advance.
Man.
He's not a lawyer.
No, he's not.
Well, maybe he's a bad lawyer.
I can bake a croissant or I get some coffee, Powerade if I'm dehydrated. I sit there all the time. If I have any like legal work that I need to do, I go there. I meet with my attorneys there.
I'm going to miss that place.
I have legal work to do. I meet with my attorneys there.
Why is this town?
We need to hear all of that again.
No doubt it's because he tried to skateboard on walls.
Why is this town filled with like all of God's little mistakes?
It is that way. It's like they're functioning human beings, and yet somehow all of their features are slightly misplaced.
Is this that town that's been burning for the last 60 years where you can see like smoke and lava flowing out of the streets?
Yeah, I feel like that is the way.
There's something in the water.
America's first town built on fracking.
This is our mayor. He keeps fudging his briefcase.
Dave from Pennsylvania writes, you guys are making my day by making fun of our local news station this morning. Shamokin is what we call a crap hole. Nothing but inbred coal trash.
Well, that is
way more insulting than anything
that's
we
very said. Insulting.
And I won't stand for it.
Hot Wings apologizes for that. Which he had just said.
I am disgusted and do not want any more emails like that.
Yeah, what is the deal with all of these fit stains?
There's no chance these people are listening.
Do me a favor. Anytime there's a story in that part of town and we don't see it, please email it to us.
Yes. Wait, before you continue, Reese in Scranton. Hi, Reese.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. You have more evidence of odd Shamokin names.
My mother-in-law and father-in-law were both born and raised there, and her maiden name is Stank.
So you've got a reporter whose last name is Cries, a cop named Officer Psycho, and your mother-in-law is Mother Stank.
Mama Stank.
There is nothing, literally nothing to do in this town. This is the biggest event in this town since they got running water.
We need to keep an eye on this.
I believe it.
Thank you, Reed.
I mean, they are so distraught over the lack, the loss of their donut place.
Guys, where were you the day you had to go to Turkey Hill to get donuts?
Hey, bud.
It was worse than 9/11.
It was. Worse than 1,000 9/11s.
I can't take this.
All right, let's hear these dudes again.
The donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm kind of dealing with it, but I really miss Dunkin' Donuts.
I go there every day. I get a chicken bacon croissant, or I get some coffee, Powerade if I'm dehydrated. I sit there all the time. If I have any like legal work that I need to do, I go there. I meet with my attorneys there.
I'm gonna miss that place when
that's his attorney right
up.
Here. This is okay, the Edna town's, Fist.
The town's youngest resident of that looks like a big toe.
Law firm Fist, Fist, and Stank.
She looks like my dad's amputated finger.
Yeah.
With a face.
Oh, she looks like a lump of steak that you've just beaten into submission.
Like
for
after you've chewed it for a minute and you realize the gristle will never break down.
Yes.
That is spit gristle.
Yeah. Oh, no. And then a cat came and puked a hairball on top of it. She's just a big, gross meat wad.
is what someone said on email.
Now it's going to be a problem.
That's ridiculous.
It's not a problem.
No, it's the bloggers.
No.
Up. And a lot of my friends go in there, get the cold coffee, the iced coffee, I guess.
A lot of your friends, they allow pigeons in that business?
I go in there and listen to AM radio on my teeths.
Those pigeons bring their value papers in.
Oh, my God.
It's not cold coffee. She's just lost the sense of touch.
Can we hear her again?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, we're just going to keep playing those three people.
I swear to God, I could.
Over and over again.
This is what a motley assortment of monsters.
Yeah, this is... Seriously.
It's like watching Space Jam
in
real life.
What if they go back to that reporter whose last name is Cries, and she says, thanks to the local high school for letting us talk to the homecoming court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and you just see her wrists are bandaged.
Oh, I'm crying.
All right. It's that place when it, if it don't open up. And a lot of my friends go in there, get the cold coffee, iced coffee, I guess it's called.
Oh, no, cold coffee.
People
you
miss
were right.
Their local hangout and hope Dunkin' Donuts reopens soon.
Could you imagine rolling into town and going in there with those people there?
No.
I would just walk right
No,
back.
I'd set it on fire, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to kill the devil.
Yeah. They actually set the fire themselves because being closed forever
really
is better.
Sick of seeing
I bet Turkey
people.
Hill did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know they did.
Time to move some donuts.
We got to get some people in here to eat our donuts.
Here in Shamokin.
Cheap, classy place to meet up. It's a location
cheap,
where you meet
cheap,
up.
Classy.
I got never before has anyone referred to as a donut shop as classy.
You know, no. In about 5 minutes, we're going to get an email to find out that dude Dutch is Justin's half brother.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
How did you know? He said cheap, classy.
I would love to see what I'm going to Yelp this town. I got to see what other businesses are there.
Mm-hmm. But your friends, it's the only thing this town has.
Well, they got that right.
Officials don't know when Dunkin' Donuts in Shamokin will reopen because the damage is so extensive. As for the teen who confessed to setting the fire, officers were able to confirm her identity through surveillance video shown on Newswatch 16. Nikki Cries, Newswatch 16, live in the
Her name is Loretta
News.
Blaze.
That's amazing.
Oh, that, I'm hurting.
Tons of emails. The man on the street interviews were ridiculous in this news story. The one guy said he goes there to do all of his paperwork. Guy writes, that's code for taking a dump. Toilet paper is his word.
It has to be.
Yeah.
That's just a word that he's heard on Law and Order.
Rich writes, I live in Shamokin. It's literally exactly like every person they talk to. A classy place to meet my lawyer.
What? You have to read the one that like just blew my brain during the commercial break.
Let's see. Where is it? I got to find it. Oh, man. There's a lot of them.
There are.
That town is so near many. Centralia, which has been on fire for a long time.
Yeah, those people are. Yeah.
It's very close. They're refugees. They're mutants.
Dave in Wisconsin says, why can't those people just go to a different gas station to drink their Brondo? Oh my God.
If you get it, you get it. And mm-hmm. you loved it. Yeah. If you don't, go watch Idiocracy.
These people.
The thirst annihilator.
These are just a lot of. There's extra some extra chromosomes and missing genes.
Very, very peculiar looking human beings.
Babies born of coal fires.
A bunch of Pennsylvanians have sent us a link of some sort of song that a band did about Shamokin that we're going to have to watch.
We didn't play that.
We didn't
cut out of that part.
It wasn't good.
We didn't play it. It's filled with swears.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.